Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Live, we're kicking off the second hour of the program, inviting you to join us on the radio waves. You can take control of those airwaves here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And what it means to take control of the airwaves is you can bring up anything you want. You decide what we talk about here. Otherwise, you got to listen to us figure it out. And we will, because we do have, oh my God, so much to discuss here tonight. Coming up, how insane can this get? It's going to get even more ridiculous at restaurants in big cities if what's happening in Boston is any indication. We're going to tell you what that's all about coming up here with you tonight. It's Ian.
And nobody.
But to start things out this hour, we're going to continue where we left off, menshealth.com. In their,
apparently not men's mental health.
Yeah, in their set of their advice column as to how to handle talking to people about not wearing masks, meaning that mask people who support masks, will how to have a conversation with their friends. So they do recommend leave the strange people alone, because you don't want to get into a fight, because some people will fight over this on both sides.
I think that's excellent advice if you want to keep your health.
Yeah, indeed. But to talk to their friends, how to persuade them. I want to find out what their tactics are, so we're going to get into that. And, of course, your comments and thoughts are welcome at 855-450-FREE. So it says whether it's because they think the virus is a hoax or that masks are for wimps. People have their reasons for not wanting to wear them. That's not to say these are good reasons, but they are, they're not, but they're reasons nonetheless, they say. While you don't need to respect those reasons per se, you do have to respect what they mean to people.
Okay,
And let me finish this paragraph.
Okay, go ahead.
And also respect that it can be tough for people to let their justifications go. Quote, fear will generally keep the mind closed. When we invest deeply in a feeling, we feel it with our whole body and mind, and to admit that we may be wrong or have to change can be an incredibly scary thing.
That sounds almost like hypnotic to me. Like, they're not telling you that I'm not going to change my mind. They're telling you that you have to really invest in this idea and make sure that it's fixed in your mind.
Well, and they're also talking about fear, which is also ironic, right? So you've got the mask advocates commenting on those of us who don't have masks and are not interested in wearing masks, and they're the ones accusing us of being fearful. You're fearful.
Oh my God. I'm afraid of the mask.
You're fearful of changing your mind about the mask. They're talking about cognitive dissonance. That's the sensation that they're describing here.
True.
The idea that somebody is of a certain belief system, and it's hard to shake them out of that, and the human psyche, the human mindset, is to push back against somebody who's trying to make points that might cause you to admit that you were wrong. But, of course, the comments about fear are just as true about the people wearing the masks as well.
Mm-hmm.
They're wearing the masks out of fear.
Everything now is certain. When did newspaper headlines start saying the president has asserted without evidence, blah, 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 blah? Well, the president asserts things without evidence
all the time,
and they just take his word for it. He just states it, and it's magic. But with Trump, it's the obvious.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't support the guy.
No.
I'm just watching him get... I'm watching a high-tech lynching and thinking, what's going on here?
It is, of course, very frustrating that people not wearing masks are ignoring overwhelming evidence and putting themselves and others and you at risk. But it's important to maintain perspective and empathy, even for those we might be mad at. Appleton points out that anyone,
very
even
good cop she's doing,
even a person who considers themselves enlightened and informed, can dig their heels in. Quote, consider how difficult it is to change yourself, and you will have a much better understanding of your chances of changing someone else. Rationally, we know sweets are bad for us. But that doesn't stop us from eating them. We crave things that make us feel better and provide us comfort, she says. Like a mask, perhaps?
Like not hearing people say, this is how you change someone else, because that's not how any of this works.
quote, emotions are the most powerful thing in the world. It's why people stay in relationships longer than they should, talk down to themselves, or engage in harmful behaviors.
Or read magazines that talk down to them.
Feelings are so powerful that they can sway us to make decisions we normally wouldn't and follow people we would never engage with. It is at the crux of marketing campaigns and political movements, unquote. Again, all of the things they have this expert saying are things that could be used against the people who are in favor of the masks.
Yeah. Oh, it's boilerplate. It could be used on either side of any argument.
But yet they likely won't see it that way. And so the article continues saying, that's what you're up against. Instead of shaming, try to elevate the conversation by allowing for dialogue and centering the conversation about your reaction and not their actions.
How should we expect the patient to react to that? Oh, wait, he's not my patient.
Quote, while our first inclination may be to yell, dead man walking, that may not...
They wouldn't like my reaction to that either, because I just stand there and laugh at him. What on God's greenest did you just say? 99.5%.
That may not inspire the desired result. Using I statements helps keep the conversation in an assertive tone while keeping the focus on finding a solution, says Appleton. Quote, things like, I'm not ready for hugs yet, but I am so happy to see you.
Yeah, see, I'm not going to go try and hug somebody in a mask. If you're in a mask, I'm going to stay 6 feet away from you.
Because that's respectful.
I know it's going to be awkward. You know, I'll stay 10 feet away from you if I can. Because I don't want to hear about it, I don't want you fretting about it. And you're clearly fragile.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't offer a hug to a stranger or anything like that in a mask. However, there was somebody wearing a mask at the Porcupine Freedom Festival who I already knew. And so in that particular case, and I felt good enough relationship with that person to extend my hand and offer to shake it, just to put them on the spot and see how they responded to it. So as a friend, I think you can get away with a little bit more.
You can. Yeah. I probably wouldn't do that with somebody.
Even someone you knew?
Mm-hmm. Just because his decision is the distance. So I'm going to let him come to me if he wants to shake hands. Because sometimes somebody reaches out for your hand and you just automatically reach out and grab it back. And I don't want to trick him into doing something that's going to bum him out.
Quote, it would, but again, this is the same person who came out to an event with 400 people or 600 people at it. So
And you know, that's the thing. If it's the kind of guy where I could bust his balls, then maybe I would, but before I bust your balls, I'm going to know you a little bit.
That's what I felt about it, was that I could do that.
And that's very questionable.
Here's another example of what they say that the mask people can say to you. So, or, quote, it would really make me feel better if you had your mask on, or if we could continue this conversation at a further distance, unquote. Mm-hmm. Both are examples of assertive ways to voice your feelings regarding social distancing.
Yeah, and see right there, I'm just going to say, great, I'll catch up with you in a couple days. See ya.
Yeah, see you when I see you. If they don't comply, you can't force them, of course. Quote, the best thing you can do is facilitate an environment of safety and openness, says Appleton. She explains that it's only when someone feels safe to say what they think and feel that they can start to get out of that fear-based mentality, which allows them to explore other options. I just love how they keep painting the people without masks as the ones who are in a fear-based mentality.
And not just that, but talking about us almost like we're mentally ill.
Yeah,
it's
that's
like,
right.
Sweetheart. My brain is just, I'm mad as a hatter, but I've been this way for a long time and I've enjoyed myself and I still haven't died. So, you know, I'm just going to stay this way, sweetheart. You're going to have to forgive me.
And if your environment of openness or I statements don't work, your best option might be to walk away and take it as a teaching moment. After all, we can be hard-headed and we can all be hard-headed and any one of us can become too obstinate to listen. She says, or they say, take a moment next time you become defensive about something and make sure you're not becoming that which you dislike. Quote, if you find yourself shutting down or shutting down other people around you, feeling internal rage or becoming argumentative, or if people who are close to you are saying they feel like they can't speak to you on certain topics, you may want to take some time and do some soul searching, starting with the question, what am I afraid of? Again, this also seems like advice that could be given to...
Oh, they're saying to ask the guy without the mask what he's afraid of?
No, I think they're referring to the mask people. Like, it's getting confusing.
Let's do that paragraph one more time, because this is kind of double talk.
It is, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here and share your thoughts. Have you had one of these encounters, whether it's with a friend or someone you didn't know? It's Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
News from news.bitcoin.com. The U.S. Federal Reserve announces increased inflation, devaluing your U.S. dollar holdings. Pornhub increases crypto payment options, perverts worldwide rejoice. Leading stock exchanges in the EU list Bitcoin. Revolut adds Bitcoin Cash and Litecoin support. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Doodle, Stuart, Harold, and Porkchop. Porkchop, this beautiful blonde coat, is very thick. He's an Akita, German Shepherd, Lab, Husky mix. They did a DNA test on the 4 rescues. The first year is just a complete retraining. Lots of love, discipline, and daily upkeep. I'm a registered nurse and a personal trainer. If I eat healthy, then my dog should eat healthy.
DinoVite.com.
They need the vitamins and minerals that Dinovite provides.
Dinovite is nutrition.
Harold, Border Collie Pit Mix. He has the most beautiful jet black coat. Stuart, my rat terrier, has fur now where he never had it before. Doodle, he's a poodle cocker spaniel. His energy is tremendous. The Dinovite will make your dog happy, vivacious, jump up and down, wag their tails. It will make you smile.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dinovite at DinoVite.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. To give you another idea of what this Men's Health magazine has to say, their recommended article, you know, the articles show what's similar or whatever, or their coronavirus coverage. Another one is why we need a real lockdown to stop COVID-19. So it hasn't gone far enough.
That sounds ominous.
Yeah, they want a 6-week lockdown. But anyway, we were sharing from this men's health.
Yeah, you better convict me of something.
Oh, I'm going to prison or jail or wherever they're going to put me because I'm not going out. I'm not going to stay home. I'm going out.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
That's what I did.
I may take off to the woods. I may find some friend in the woods with a lot of guns and go chill at his place for a while. But, yeah, you know, make a last stand somewhere else.
We got some crazy news on the way about what's going to happen at restaurants as things start to get colder outside, which is just unbelievably ridiculous. It's Ian and Nobody here in the studio tonight. And by the way, don't forget you can visit us online at freetalklive.com. And I do want to say thank you to the real Jay Freeville, who is a Free Talk Live gold amplifier, meaning the Jay Freeville is contributing $10 a month to the Free Talk Live amp program. So thank you, Jay, for that. Definitely appreciate it.
So how does that work? Is there like a guy named Jay Freeville on there, and then another guy named The Real Jay Freeville.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. It's just whatever name. You can put in whatever name you want to.
Okay.
Right? So, and especially if you amp the show with Bitcoin, you don't have to put in any identifying information with the exception of whatever email address your account's registered underneath. So you can be totally anonymous in that particular case.
Well, not totally anonymous. When can you start doing it in Monero?
That's going to be hard because it costs a lot of money to just make it possible for people to do Bitcoin, and I suspect we haven't made it back
really?
Yet. So, okay. Yeah, I have no plans to add any other cryptos at any time until it's actually easy to do it.
Do you have the source to it?
Probably. Yeah,
okay.
I do.
Well, I'd have a look at it. I don't know.
There's just not a big demand.
Cheaply.
There's not a big demand for people to spend crypto.
That's because they're afraid of being identified. What happens?
Good point.
People could trace that transaction.
They could. So 855 450 free. You'd ask me to read this last or second to last paragraph here, the Men's Health article on how to speak to people. This is an article targeted at mask people, but yet almost everything that the psychologist or whoever it was that they're interviewing here, this supposed expert, is saying, she's talking about fear, and they're trying to say that the people who are afraid are the people who aren't wearing the masks. It's that they're afraid of changing their mind.
Afraid of changing their mind. Yeah, that's it.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah, no. Not afraid of, you know, signaling some kind of acceptance that this thing that's going on is what they say it is, and mm-hmm. it's not. I'm not saying the virus is a hoax.
Sure.
I'm just saying I don't know anybody who's sick. I don't know anybody who knows anybody.
Or who has been sick in 6 months.
I've got 13,000 Facebook friends between my three accounts. And none of them are talking about losing relatives. None of them are talking about knowing somebody who lost a relative. What's going on?
Yeah, and I've encountered plenty of people who wear masks who've commented about how they're immunocompromised. And I'm not denying that they are, but for all the supposed immunocompromised people out there, you don't see any of them getting sick from this either. So,
I mean, I would expect, I mean,
I'm talking about people in the hospitality industry where they're interacting with people all the time.
Yeah, and they're immunocompromised, and they're not getting sick.
So you wanted me to read this last paragraph here because they're talking about what to do. They've given some suggestions as to how to talk to friends. This is what this article is about. So how do you talk to your friends if you're a masked person and convince them to join on board with the fear train? And they say that you should make I statements to people about how you feel and you're uncomfortable and this and that. And, you know, the idea being that your friend will put a mask on if you ask them to because you feel uncomfortable. But if it doesn't, and they say that your best option might be to walk away and take it as a teaching moment, they say, we can all be hard-headed and any one of us can become too obstinate to listen. Quote, this is their expert again. Quote, if you find yourself shutting down or shutting down the other people around you, feeling internal rage or becoming argumentative, or if people who are close to you
I've been there.
Or if people who are close to you are saying they feel like they can't speak to you on certain topics, you may want to take some time and do some soul searching, starting with the question, what am I afraid of? This is her advice for the mask people.
See, this could be important for me, though, because I've been seeing all kinds of people who look like they're about to say they can't say something to me, but then they don't say anything. So maybe they can't.
But as far as what she's transmitting here, to have the folks who are wearing the masks actually do some soul searching and ask, what am I afraid of, is good advice. I think they should do that.
They should ask themselves what they are so afraid of, because there sure as hell aren't people dropping dead around them.
I mean, are there other places, though? I mean, I don't know. Every once in a while, somebody will pop up and be like, I've lost 97 of my best friends.
Yeah, they were all in a nursing home.
Actually, no. Well, that's the other interesting thing. Isn't it interesting that in the five states that seem to most hate Donald Trump at the governor's level, that all five of those states decided that they were going to put all the COVID patients in nursing homes and literally murder a bunch of people? What were they thinking? What could have possibly made anybody at any time think it was a good idea to take these people and put them in nursing homes?
It's crazy. Let's talk to Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Nobody. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, it's about masks and the people who refuse to wear masks, and they are, you know, sometimes too belligerent and stubborn, even when they're trespassing on private property where entry is a privilege. Unlike your right to go into City Hall or a park, we're talking about a store that may be required to make everybody wear a mask, but the store owns the place and reserves the right to refuse entry to anybody.
Well, now, let me give you a solution to your problem, sir. Would you like a solution?
Well, first, here's what
you do. You repeal you stop requiring business owners to put the sign on their door, no matter how they feel about it, and then the people who don't want people with masks in their store without masks can put up a sign that says so, and the people who don't want people with masks on in their store can put up a sign that says that, and the people who want masks to be optional in their store can say that, and then you can know where people are comfortable and where people aren't comfortable. But if you require the people who want me in their store without a mask to lie and say they don't, I'm going to assume that nobody cares until you let them tell the truth.
Very good. Now, my point is that it's very similar to the war for non-smokers' rights, when the smokers would poison us wherever they found us.
Now, what gives you morons the idea that you have the right to prevent somebody from smoking in a restaurant that you have never set foot in?
I'm not sure that's what he's saying. I'm not sure that's what he's saying.
You're saying...
I don't think you'd let him say what he's trying to say.
Okay, go ahead, bro.
If the owners would forbid smoking, and sometimes they were forced to have a no smoking section, but it was also the problem, like happened on 14th February of 1997 in Manchester, New Hampshire, where the owner of the taxi told the passenger, "You can't smoke in the taxi." And so you get all kinds of crazy deranged. It was the golden rule when it worked in favor of the smokers. Whoever has the gold makes the rules.
I'm not sure the point you're making. Hang on, Tom.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin, while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump announces a $13 billion aid package to Puerto Rico coming 3 years after Hurricane Maria. As far as why 46 days before the election, President Trump says,
"Because what we're doing is we've been working on it for a long time to get it passed. Very tough to get things passed, Democrats, where they don't want to see this happen. And they probably certainly didn't want to see it happen at this point."
President Trump in Minnesota holding a campaign rally. Meanwhile, Joe Biden was also in the Gopher State.
"Dedicated women and men investing in their dignity, in their dignity. Here in the Iron Range, we can see the resilience and the grit communities that built America, the metal they're made of."
And in a developing story, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has died at the age of 87. You're listening to USA Radio News. House Democrats are launching an investigation into how, without proof, they believe the Trump administration pressured officials at the CDC to change or delay scientific reports regarding the coronavirus pandemic. Admiral Brett Dorar is on the coronavirus task force. He tells ABC News,
"I can definitively say that the task force meetings are evidence and science-based. They're almost geeky in the way they're conducted, with Dr. Birx going through all the data, then Dr. Fauci. It's clearly a science-based, evidence-based process."
As lawmakers on Capitol Hill continue haggling over the details of a coronavirus pandemic bill, airlines are pleading for more coronavirus aid as the first CARES Act package is set to run out. Republican Senator from Alaska, Lisa Murkowski, believes,
"I want to make sure that our airlines and the industry, not only the passenger carriers, but the cargo carriers, are able to make it."
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. Take control of the airwaves. 855-450 free like freedom. Coming up, some bizarre ideas as to how restaurants are going to be allowing diners to dine outdoors when things start getting cold out. And we'll continue, or we'll get into that coming up here in a moment. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And nobody.
And don't forget, you can go to ForkFest. And 2021, just like we did this year, it's going to be year number 5 in 2021. Mark your calendars now for June 28th through July 4th. Start planning for this now. I was actually commenting with a gentleman I was having dinner with here tonight at our crypto meetup in town. And he was actually at the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year, and he was so happy that it happened. He was so happy that that ForkFest happened, that these events occurred when everything else has been canceled in 2020.
It's like I'm not scared of the disease. I'm scared of having the few remaining fragments of my life torn away from me and having absolutely no reason to. Nothing to look forward to.
Nothing to do.
Nothing's going to happen.
Right.
For months. No. I've spent a year in jail for these morons. I've done my time.
It's like being in jail. And the funny thing, you mentioned that because he was commenting. He's an older gentleman. He's maybe, you know, early 70s or something like that. And he's living in a condo
down in Massachusetts, I forget where, but somewhere in Massachusetts, living in a condo. He says a lot of his neighbors are older than him. And so there's a guy there who's 85 years old. And he says his life expectancy is likely going to be no more than 3 more years. So basically the government has already taken a sixth of his life away from him through this COVID crackdown because he can't do anything he wants to do. It's not that he can't just go out and put on a mask or whatever. He can't go to the casino anymore because it's closed. So it's just not even an option. There's like he used to do certain things that he enjoyed, right? Yeah, at his old age, like go to the casino. That's now off the table.
Yeah. I'm in the same spot with my parents because, I mean, they're both in their 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I love them dearly. And in this case, I mean, if the law said you can't go and they wanted me to go, I would get there. And if the law said you have to go and they didn't want me to be there, I wouldn't be there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing is, they are scared, and they have much more reason to be scared than your average person. But, you know, it's sad to think that, you know, I might never see my parents again as a result of this thing.
Right. And if they end up in the hospital, a lot of the hospitals aren't allowing anybody to visit, even family.
And it's like, they've already got the COVID. Isn't that the worst thing they can get? You know?
What or if they about? Don't, even if they don't have COVID.
Oh, yeah.
You can't go
true.
In.
It could, well, I think pretty much whatever you go in the hospital for, mm-hmm. though, once you're there, you've got COVID.
Let's go back to Tom. Did you want to comment before we bring Tom back on here?
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to say the solution to Tom's question.
I don't even know what his question is. What's his question?
Oh, he's babbling on about non-smokers' rights. He's saying that we used to impose our will on him by having restaurants you could smoke in. And so I wanted to just say that the answer to what he's about to say is that if you have freedom, then you can have some restaurants that are all non-smoking. You can have some restaurants that are all smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have some restaurants with a smoking and non-smoking section. And the market will balance that just fine.
And that's the way it should be with masks as well.
But if you make people set aside 40% of the restaurants, then the way economics works, every single restaurant is going to have a smoking and a non-smoking section. And you won't be able to go to a restaurant with no smoke very often.
Well, in this case, we haven't had that in New Hampshire for years because they have a no-smoking mandate in all restaurants.
Yeah, but he was going to whine about how he had been victimized because he couldn't
My concern here, nobody's jumping to a conclusion. I keep trying to give Tom a chance to make his point, but it's getting convoluted. So, Tom, can you straighten this out, please? What are you trying to say?
That the government was also totally on the side of the smokers, just as they are now on the side of the people that refuse to wear the mask, even though the
When was the government on the side of the smokers? Is this like decades ago? When was this?
Yes, on February 14, 1997, when the cab driver who owns the car says, you must not smoke in this car, and they own the car. So now the golden rule doesn't work in favor of the smokers anymore. They would
really... Okay, but that didn't answer... That didn't answer my question. I asked you, when was the government favoring the smokers, and you keep talking about a cab driver.
I'm illustrating how the free market would work if it were a free market. The cab driver drew a Glock 9mm, fired 8 shots. He extinguished the smoker in order to assert the right to not breathe.
He shot a guy
smoke.
For smoking?
If no smoking means no smoking, they can get that through their head. Or
I don't think that means you can kill somebody over it.
Would you shoot a guy for not wearing a mask, Fruitcake?
Well...
You were like a politician, weren't you? What was your job in government? Just so people know who they're hearing from here.
I was a state representative. Now, as I was trying to say, at the door to the store.
And what happened? Why were you no longer a state representative? Didn't you have to resign or something like that?
Anyway, as I was trying to say, you have somebody at the front door of the store. And they're some obnoxious bully who says, I don't have to wear a mask, it's a free country. And the employee is making the unmistakable gestures and words. So even if the person doesn't understand a word of English, they understand, no, you can't come in. You're not wearing a mask. You have to wear a mask. The bully pushes the employee aside. And steps into the store, that's an intruder.
Right. Now, that's definitely not acceptable. People shouldn't be pushing other people. And if you're told you're not welcome in a store, you should not go. However, I just want to point out, most of these stores that are telling people that they should put on masks are not mandating that they put on masks.
They can.
They absolutely can. It's their property.
I mean, they could.
It's their property, and they can.
They can't advertise it.
I think they could if they wanted to. But hold on, Tom. So if somebody pushes their way into a store where they're told they're not welcome, then, obviously you can use violence to defend yourself from that person coming in, clearly. But are you saying that somebody should just be able to be shot because they're, refusing to wear a mask and they walk into a store without pushing somebody?
If they force their way in...
I said without pushing somebody.
If they force their way into the store.
Okay, that's not... You're not answering my question. You're not answering my question. Goodbye. Thank you. I've tried enough times.
Okay.
I tried.
Well, I've got a response for him. The first thing is, the way you take that pressure off so that people don't feel like, I have to get into this store or I won't get into any store, because every store on the street has the same sign. What you do is you let people tell the truth. And
right.
if they want you in the store, they can put up a sign that says so. They can put it on the radio. They can say, hey, if they don't want you here, we want you there. If they don't want you there, we want you here. And you give them the right to tell the truth. And when you have done that, you will release the pressure. And if there's nowhere in Keene I can go without a mask, then I will walk the earth like Kwai Chang Kane until I find one.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
Thank you.
Now that is that's the right thing to say. I love that, nobody. Thank you for sharing that. If you want to join the conversation, you can. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Coming up, we're going to find out what one man believes about dog ownership. Nobody, you brought in a story about a headline, Why White People Owning Dogs is Racist. That's coming up later on the show.
You bastard.
Also coming up later, you're going to be doing an interview with, an anarchist communist.
He's an AMCOM, and I actually met him in the context of Black Lives Matter discussions on Facebook.
That's coming up this evening at 10:30 Eastern Time, and that is a little bit after this radio show ends. It's going to be on your exclusive show called Nobody Tells the Truth. It happens on our DLive channel at dlive.lrn.fm, and also on our Twitch channel at twitch.lrn.fm. So stay tuned for more of that. And coming up, what's going to happen with these Boston area restaurants? And this is probably going to happen elsewhere, too, when it starts getting cold out with these COVID diners.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to survivalseedbank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit survivalseedbank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos, beat rising food prices, but above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own survival seed bank today.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at... Ooh, I made it all the way through the show this far without saying it.
It was perfect harmony, and now Discord.
Yes, and it was the Discord that screwed me up, because I found out that the news story that I'd wanted to break has already been broken by the Keen Sentinel and the union leader.
Do you think we can fix it?
Nope, I just got to get the news out myself.
And they break.
And hope that my article is more widely seen. I'm going to send out a news release to the...
Was that John Stewart's slogan, when news breaks, we fix it?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. But the news, for those that hadn't heard, is that we're suing! Me and Aria.
Yay.
And the owner of Fucking Great, which is the amazing fun noodle place here in downtown Keene.
And they are, really.
We're suing over the mask mandates in New Hampshire at the governor's level and at the city of Keene level. So filing has been made in federal court. And
Fucking Great.
Yeah, so very exciting. We can talk more about that later. But we are in the middle of discussing some other matters.
I'm so excited about that. I'm waiting for that suit to go through.
Well, it's filed. So the question is, when are they going to rule on a preliminary injunction? Is ultimately the next question. I don't think at this point even the city of Keene's been served. So you know the things.
No, if it was filed yesterday, they should have been served the same day. I think.
Really?
Well, the thing is
that a federal court rule?
A city isn't hard to serve because it can't go out to lunch.
True.
It's there every day. It's always in the same place. So you just send a guy in with your stack.
All right, so...
I've got to explain the concept of the stack to you.
The stack of court papers?
Oh, yeah, like when a lawsuit is filed, the newspapers go down, they get the whole stack, and they go through the whole stack. They just get every lawsuit that's been filed that day,
okay.
And anything interesting, they're going to
they
find.
Pick out.
You
I
are
see.
Interesting, my brother. You are an interesting man.
Well, I'm just one of the three who's involved in the lawsuit, but it's...
they're pretty interesting, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Both of them are fucking great.
They're the ones I want to focus on, for sure. So Boston.com, I came across this story today or last night or whenever it was, and you know, the bizarre factor just keeps on cranking up. It keeps getting more strange as time goes on with this COVID crackdown, all this fear, all this madness.
She kind of takes a strain, Captain. She's breaking up.
It's getting pretty crazy out there. So here's the story from Boston.com. This is the Boston Globe, I believe. And it is about what restaurants are going to do. Because people
are going to close. They're going to go out of business. And for about 10% of them, the owners will blow their brains out.
The few that won't go out of business, the few that are going to desperately struggle to stay in business in a place which some people are calling Massachusetts, which is one of the worst places in the United States for COVID crackdown rules. There's a bunch of mandates. What are they going to do to allow people to dine without dining inside? Because, well, either they're not allowed to allow people to dine indoors, or people are just afraid to dine indoors because they're deathly afraid of this COVID thing.
And also because since the mask people don't, or the maskless people don't know where they're welcome and where they're not welcome, guess what? They're coming into your restaurant because they're not going to starve.
For a strange, surreal summer, it seemed as though Massachusetts had really nailed down this whole outdoor dining thing. Places like the North End and Waltham turned into pedestrian thoroughfares as dining al fresco became a haven for a portion of the public that felt comfortable eating outside but wasn't quite ready to dine indoors. And then summer turned into fall. On September 10th, Governor Charlie Baker announced that he would sign an executive order to extend the outdoor time frame past its original October 31st deadline on Tuesday. Mayor Walsh shared in a follow-up conference that Boston restaurants using public space on streets and sidewalks will have until December 1st now to offer outside seating. Walsh also, so again, they had to get special dispensation from the government to even put a table outside.
Oh, it's like being a bloody Ferengi. You have to get, who are communists, by the way, but you have to get permission for everything. Yeah, the Star Trek character. They try to play him off as capitalist, but if you watch the thing, it's like they have to ask the Negus before they make any move. So he's like a government. They have to get permission. And I'm thinking, this is why the communists hate capitalism. It's that every time they imagine it in this purest form, they see communism.
Walsh also announced that the city will waive application fees for outdoor dining propane heaters. Yes, that's right. You have to, in Massachusetts, ask permission to put a heater on your restaurant property, but now you won't have to pay the fee. You'll just have to ask permission.
Do you have to get permission to put one under your legislator's desk?
Restaurants are beginning to prepare for the cold weather by purchasing heat lamps, igloos, and plexiglass.
Big igloos?
Yes.
Oh, I would love a big igloo.
Yeah, if you want to look like a lame-o.
But big igloos.
As you're eating dinner in an igloo?
A big igloo.
Big enough for your dinner table.
Big as a bugaloo.
Oh, I see what you're saying. See, I even have heard this before, and I don't remember it.
I
don't remember it. Plexiglass to install between tables indoors. But for many restaurant owners, a patio extension and heat lamps means little if guests still aren't comfortable dining in when the weather renders outdoor dining impossible.
If this keeps up, I swear I will hire a cook, and I will start serving. I will rent a place. If anybody in Keene wants to rent me a place, I will let somebody. I'll rent it. I will let somebody cook there, and because the rest of the town has gone to the freaking mask freaks. Then I wouldn't call you freaks if you weren't trying to force your will on me. So there's a lesson in that. But just say, okay, you guys are not welcome in here because you've got every other restaurant in the town. This is like a divorce. I feel like I'm in a divorce, and I say, hey, honey, let's have an amicable separation. And she says, oh, of course. I want us always to be friends. She says, I have my lawyer dropped the property settlement for you, and here it is. And you look at it, and you're like, oh wow, the way she's talking to me, man. It's cool, man. She's gonna propose like 50-50, and I'll be able to just say yes. And you open up the envelope, and it says, I get everything, You don't get anything at all. There will be no property for you in the future. There will be no restaurant you can go to. There will be no place you will be welcome. You will walk the earth with a mark upon your forehead, like Cain who slew Abel. You're a bad man. You didn't believe us. You didn't believe us. How dare you assert your own view of reality and not accept ours without thought, without question, without even moving your brain a little bit. Because if you think about it for a minute, you're going to look around and you're going to see that there's something badly wrong. So, yeah, actually, I am a little bit scared, and, yeah. but I'm so much more pissed off.
I don't even know how
don't
to follow
Don't make
that.
Me lie! I don't do it! Nobody tells the truth!
Well, it's not a lie to say that I have a medical
It's a
objection.
Lie to put a mask on and say I'm afraid of the COVID.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Yes, it's a lie to have to put a sign on my door that says I don't want people who aren't wearing masks... When I do want people who aren't wearing masks, and I look that the crazy people in the masks would just go away.
Unfortunately, they're not. Now they're going to build igloos to keep themselves safe from the cold while they have their dinner outside. He teamed up with the investment. This is the owner of Brotto Brew House and Kitchen in Brighton, Massachusetts. Chose to tackle the changing seasons by gathering as much consumer insight as possible. He teamed up with investment platform Mainvest to launch a consumer survey this week, which asks his diners questions like, quote, at what point would you feel comfortable returning to your pre-COVID dining routine? How confident are you in the ability of local restaurants to keep you safe? And how much would modify...
How much confidence do you have in the ability of fellowship with others to keep you sane when there isn't any?
How much would modified outdoor seating appeal to you? He asked. After gathering information from the survey, Gilman plans to conduct virtual meetings where diners can hear from experts, government officials, epidemiologists, and then take action based on what the community wants and needs out of their dining experience. Quote, if we see the results of this survey that, sorry, no matter what, 100% of the public is not willing to come out until there's herd immunity, then it doesn't make sense for us to invest in igloos because they're not going to feel comfortable anyways. We want to listen to our community and be a reflection of what their values and priorities are. In August, Gilman launched Brotto Bakes, a micro bakery and pantry within his restaurant that acts as an all-day cafe. He previously told Boston.com he hopes it can be another step in helping us figure out how we're going to survive the winter.
Well, it's easy. You make a citizen's arrest when you see an official enforcing these unconstitutional actions.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What are restaurants going to do to make things even more safe? We'll tell you more coming up.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the value soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.